So the consequences both of breast surgery and the treatment is that these patients often have multiple surgeries. They can have complex scarring and fibrosis, particularly after radiotherapy. Physiotherapy can really help with this scarring, help release the scarring, help educate about the problems with radiotherapy. What can the patient do after radiotherapy that's going to help prevent some of this fibrosis and allow the fibrosis to stretch? To talk to the patient about the inflammatory phase after radiotherapy will commonly last 6 to 8 weeks, but then very much the tissues go into healing phase, and that's when you will expect to have your tightness. That's when you need to keep regularly stretching, and that tightness may last for 6 months or more, but you need to keep monitoring your range of movement. It's not good enough just to do your exercises, get full range of movement, then have your radiotherapy, and then not monitor how well you're moving, because decreased range of movement will come very quickly. Ongoing functional impairment. As I say, there's a lot of patients who put up with not being able to. And that then affects going back to work. Can they go back to do the job that they did before? Are they going to have adaptations? Are they going to have to perhaps move jobs because they're not going to be able to lift? Functional impairment, tight scarring, that reminding every time you move the arm that you've got that mastectomy scar because you can feel it, that's going to affect body image. And people with body image concerns quite often will have reduced range of movement or problems with a tight scar. And physiotherapy can actually do a lot of work in working on scars, using new techniques now with kinesiotaping on scars to teach the patient how to apply their kinesiotape themselves, that they can do over a 6-week period to really work on their scar, and giving them some sense of control, and often improving range of movement, improving the appearance and the feel of their tissues will have a massive impact on their body image concerns. Obviously, it doesn't sort out everything, and there will be a certain amount of psychological distress, and I know Anne's going to talk about that a little bit later on. But if we can try and alleviate some of the tightness and discomfort, pain, and reduce range of movement, we've got to have an effect on the psychological distress as well. There's often a massive fear about lymphedema. Patients often won't do things because of lymphedema, and they're worried about getting it. A lady I had just recently has a very, very, very minimal swelling. It really is minute, but she remembers her aunt with sausage fingers, and she is absolutely terrified that this is going to happen to her. And I'm having to work very long and very hard with her to educate her about the risks and about what she can do to help herself to prevent lymphedema. But then we do have those patients who actually do have lymphedema. And really my plea is to spot it as early as you can. Don't wait until it really is becoming a recurrent swelling. Refer to a lymphedema practitioner as soon as you can. If they are having recurrent symptoms, symptoms of heaviness, particular an aching towards the end of the day, some days it's there, some days it isn't, I would refer that patient to a lymphedema practitioner, because if we can prevent it, if we can stop it becoming too much of a problem and catch it when it's very, very small, we have a chance of keeping it a very small problem and prevent the costly interventions that we have to do later on with these big arms and with these very difficult lymphedemas.